Hello there, I'm Felicity Barr with the headlines on Al Jazeera. Pakistan's president has said the fight against the Taliban should be shared with the whole world. Asif Ali Zardari made the comments after a meeting with his Afghan counterpart and the US special envoy to Pakistan in Washington, D.C. Our correspondent Rob Reynolds says there was much emphasis on unity between the three countries.
Senator Kerry, who's in charge of the committee in the Senate that handles foreign affairs, saying that this is not a war that the United States is going to fight by itself. It's providing the tools to the two countries for their own wars that they have to fight for their own existence. And also saying that there were some very pointed questions. Sounds like a very frank exchange here.
Well, Al Jazeera has filmed these pictures inside Bunair, where Pakistani forces are involved in fierce fighting with the Taliban. More than 300,000 people have fled the area. Many have become refugees in their own country. Pakistan's army says it's in control of 50% of Bunair. The rest remains in the hands of the Taliban. A correspondent said the Taliban fighters are becoming more sophisticated.
What has really become quite clear is the sophistication with which they've been fighting. The fact that they've been able to destroy a tank shows that they were able to ambush that particular armor. Armor is slow moving. So they're showing some tactics as well. They're still holding key residences, official residences, that is, key other areas within the city, sensitive areas, are still under the control of the Taliban. And we have been told by our sources inside the fighting has now spread to other areas. It is no longer just Mingawara. It is a battle that is going across that particular valley.
And an Afghan official says he's collected the names of up to 147 people who were killed in a U.S. airstrike. The raid in Farah province is the deadliest case of civilian casualties since the U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan. Hundreds of people in Farah have taken part in a protest over the deaths. The U.S. Secretary of State said the loss of innocent life was deeply regretful. And don't forget, you can, of course, watch Al Jazeera online. Simply head to our website, aljazeera.net/English, and then click on that Watch Now icon. Those were the latest headlines here on Al Jazeera. I'm Felicity Barr. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.